Father Michael Alexa expressed concern for the loss of native culture. He says he has seen many changes over the past 30 years, which he contributes to the disappearance of Alaska's indigenous cultures.
Now with satellite communications, everybody has a cell phone, everybody has 100 TV stations. We have much more access to the outside world. I think that telecommunications is the biggest and most significant difference in the last 20, 30 years.
Alexa says traditional storytelling is dying because of video games and television. He believes the old stories taught more fundamental lessons on life and one's culture.
The same storytelling time in the winter, the family gathered, the grandpa telling the stories as a, not just a form of amusement, but a form of education and of edification for the young, happens less and less. The kids are all playing video games, even in the villages. We're entertaining ourselves, but we're not necessarily educating ourselves. Because the old stories were more than just entertainment. They were how to grow up to be a human being. What does it mean to be an adult? How do boys become men? How do girls become women? What's the appropriate role and relationship between the human beings and their environment? All these are embedded in the old stories, and the less that those stories get told, the less informed the next generation is on how to behave humanly.
Alexa says cultural history is lost by the time kids leave grade school. He is concerned that middle school and high school is not doing enough to teach Native history. Alexa believes the lack of cultural education is a major gap in the education system.
We do a great job in most, especially Southeast Alaska, with Indian studies, kindergarten through fifth or sixth grade, and then we drop it. So by the end of elementary school, most kids in Southeast Alaska really want to be Indians. They want to be Tlingits. It's been taught in such a positive way that the kids who aren't Tlingit wish they were. By the end of high school, or probably even middle school, it's the other way around. By the middle of high school, being a minority is not a good thing. And we have outbursts of anti-minority even violence, but certainly discrimination and racism. That process, there's something wrong there. We're dropping the ball somewhere in middle school or high school where we fail to teach not just tolerance. We need to teach a positive valuation for the traditional cultures of Alaska so that we can all support indigenous peoples in their struggle to maintain their identity, their culture, their existence as a separate people, because that separate existence enriches all of us.
Alexa is working on new ways to educate people about culture. He has written 4 books and is now expanding to shows for PBS. He is busy giving lectures across the U.S. to expand the understanding of culture and the struggles cultures face. Alexa's lecture series puts emphasis on the importance of diverse cultures.
We fight for the survival of tiny little fish, as well as sea mammals of various varieties, because they're endangered as animal species. But we have no program for enhancing or preserving human cultures, which is part of the human experience on the planet Earth that has been around for tens of thousands of years. And we're facing the loss of all of that in the next couple of generations if we don't do something about it. And so that's why I think we need to do more educating our own children in all the schools in America, not just in Alaska, about the inherent value of a multicultural society. There are people who I think believe that we can't wait till we're all the same, think the same, believe the same, speak the same. I think that would be a tremendous loss. In ecological studies, that would be death. The more variety, the healthier the ecosystem. The less variety, the more prone it is to disease and ultimate extinction. And so for all of us to be the same culturally, it seems to me, presents the same dilemma. We need other ways of seeing, other ways of doing things in order to survive as human beings on the planet Earth. And to lose these ways that have been successful for thousands of years is a tremendous loss and a tragedy for us all.
For more information on cross-cultural education and Father Alexa, go to www.fatheralexa.org. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Duren.